Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. We are Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. Nothing goes better with playoff basketball than Chickies and Pete's pregame, in-game, or postgame online. ChickiesandPete's.com. You can watch the game Sunday here. Come over here. Some crab fries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a couple beers.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up in about, well, next, after the 5 at 5, we have some stunning Jack Fritz audio. We did get a tip online. We had to do some investigating, but you're not going to think the same about Jack after this audio. Jack is off today, so he's not here to defend himself, but we'll have to play that. But before that, Ben Kinney sits in with a top five at five.
Oh, wow.
All right. We have a mostly NFL-focused and mostly positive top five.
Oh,
given, yeah,
from
recent,
you.
Given recent feedback I've received.
Okay.
We have the five winners from draft night. Fun night.
Ah.
I don't know if you guys saw Brian Thomas's mom, and they asked how far they came, and she said Baton Rouge, Louisiana. but it was a fun night. Anyway, number five, the five biggest winners of draft night. That's kind of aside from the point. Number five is Jack Fritz, who we'll get to in a second, because A.J. Brown signs that night right before the draft begins, which means that he definitively did not run A.J. Brown out of town. Despite what many people wanted to start pushing, given all the Patriots stuff, given the interview.
You know, poor Jack. All Jack did, truly,
it's unbelievable,
was say, would you trade A.J. Brown for Patrick Surtain?
Yeah.
It is a normal sports radio thing. And by the way, it's not even that outrageous. Basically, the question is, what would you rather have? This all-pro corner or this all-pro wide receiver?
Yes.
It's a normal question on a normal day.
Yep. I stood by that wholeheartedly, did not regret posing the question as a show. I understand people didn't like hearing it, but it doesn't mean that Jack was doing anything maliciously. He didn't. People were so angry about this. They wanted to. People literally started making up stuff that we didn't say.
Right.
As if we started a trade rumor and reported it like it was some sort of trade going on. That's how angry they were. They're angry at us thinking we're making something up, but they are literally making something up about the show that didn't happen.
Every year, people talk about, would you trade Embiid for this? Would you trade Embiid for that? He's one of the two or three best players in the entire league, and somehow we survive it every year.
Yes.
And now I'm sure there will be something else that Jack gets himself into trouble with, but he is clear of running A.J. Brown out of
AJ
town.
A.J. is not being ran out of town by Jack.
For now.
This might have to be presented as evidence with the audio coming up. I did hear from sources that he ate dinner before going to his rehearsal dinner for the wedding.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know
I'm
how that works that. Out ethically.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
All right, so number four. winners of draft night, every Eagles fan. Quinyon Mitchell is anonymous enough that we could just talk ourselves into him being good. Like he's not really polarizing. He's not a receiver that went to Stanford like J-Jaw. Like he's a good corner that everybody likes. And I haven't heard one person, except for Elliot, actually angry they drafted him.
Boy, you better hope that Elliot doesn't turn out to be right with this pick.
Oh, he will not let
we
anybody.
Will not hear at the end of this.
Yep, for sure. He is planning, and it's, you know, every once in a while you got to plant a flag just because of what might happen, what might not happen.
Right.
So, and to be fair, Elliot hasn't been super negative about Mitchell. I think he just didn't want the position more than anything else.
Yes. So,
what's number three, Ben?
He's biased against the Mac as well. Number three is Glenn Mack now. They made a pick in the first round. Like, I started to get scared towards the end of the round that they might trade down. And Glenn, a legend, retiring. It's his last draft show. And the worst thing that could have happened was they just don't make a pick. And he gets to the end of the night, and it's like, all right, we just talk for 3 hours for nothing.
Yeah, I think the Eagles owed him that. You know, he's been doing pregame for so long, doing the draft show for so long. They owe him a pick, at least. That would have been a disaster.
at least a pick, yes.
Absolutely. What's number two?
Number two, biggest winner from draft night are the people who watch Maction. Not naming any specifics or, you know, someone on the show that might or might not watch it. But
watch what?
Maction. Like Tuesday, Wednesday night, the MAC conference that Toledo plays in.
Oh, it's called Maction?
Yeah. That's what they call it on Tuesday and Wednesday night on ESPN and ESPN2.
Never heard of it.
You're an odd bird, Kenny.
Well, listen, I'm not saying, like, I'm not that smart, so I'm not watching it and being like, oh, that corner would be great.
But sure you are.
No, I'm not. But it's
sure
one of those,
you are.
No. It's one of those things, though, where you could be like, yeah, you watch, you know, Toledo lose to Illinois 30-28, and they made Illinois' terrible quarterback look good. They don't like him for that reason.
And then you'll tell me, but they didn't throw on Quinyon Mitchell's side of the field, right?
Again, I'm not that smart. I didn't go that deep into it.
Well, I don't think he hadn't given up many touchdown passes.
No, I don't know how many touchdown passes they throw in the MAC, to be honest.
Okay.
What's number one?
Number one, winner of draft night. We touched on it already with the insider rankings, but it is Howard. I know he kind of took a shot at Elliott during the show, but nailing the AJ stuff just on the day of, and then finally it hits right before the draft, by far, vaulting up the rankings.
He was, yeah. I agree.
It's huge.
He's got, now, I'm being honest. I'm serious about the insulting other WIP air staff rule. If he breaks it too much, it's going to hurt him. Now, I agree with you. The AJ Brown scoop was huge from an insider perspective. But being, you know, I'm a very with us or against us kind of guy. You're either with us or against us, so he's got to make that decision at some point. But I agree with you, Ben. It'd be hard to not give Howard credit for that. And he did a huge moment for him in the insider of the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings. We will get back to your calls in a moment at 215-592-9494. Start to talk about tonight a little bit. What do you want the Eagles to do in the second round? What did you think of the pick last night? And do you believe now in Joel Embiid? Do you believe that he has changed? I do. Mm-hmm. I believe that he has shown that he is the guy that we've been waiting for him to be. On one leg, with one eye. 215-592-9494. Now, the Jack Fritz audio. I've been teasing for a while. Ike, we got a tip on Twitter. And, you know, Twitter is mostly awful. I would not recommend engaging in it. But occasionally, we do get something from a regular listener of the show, so a piece of information that might make the show better. And I appreciate that stuff a great deal. Mm-hmm. And we got a tweet the other day telling us that there was a certain time during the final out where something happened as Jack was hosting the final out. A sound was made that we had to listen to and determine what happened. And we went back, and Ike, the audio is stunning. Are you ready to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Dave kicks us off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last night, you know, questioned the lineup. And yeah, I'm a high school athletic director, and I got they popped up on my phone and just...
What the hell was that?
Line up and...
Now, remember, he's doing the show a lot of the times from home.
Sure.
So he's comfortable. Maybe the mic is a little too close to the nether regions.
Oh, wow. Hold on. So you had one. That sounded like the one I let out.
That was the one that you would let out.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, that sounds like you had an accident like me.
Ben, can you play it again?
Dave kicks us off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last night, you know, questioned the lineup, and yeah, I'm a high school athletic.
Man. What the hell? What the hell was that?
It has to be what we're saying it is.
Well, it certainly sounds like it.
It
yeah.
has to be.
Yeah. What did he think? Nobody's gonna find out because he did the final out.
Yeah, and it was, you know, late at night, whatever. Yeah. We got people listening all the time, yeah. Jack. and the nerve of him to not show up for work today when we
tried to duck it.
When we found the fart audio from the final out. This is why I came home back to this radio station, is for things like this.
And he thinks it's going to go unnoticed all through the weekend, and we're going to forget about it next week.
I'm never going to forget about this, unless he can prove that it is something other than a fart.
He's certainly going to have to answer for it.
Yeah.
Yes, he has to address this.
Ben, one more time, if you're listening in your car at home, I want us all to be on the same page about what we heard. One more time, Ben.
Dave kicks us off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last night, questioned the lineup, and... Yeah, I'm a high school athletic director.
Now, at home, Jack doesn't have a cough button, to mute himself. He would have to. And I think that's what happened there. Really stunning audio. I don't know what it could be besides a fart. It has to be a fart.
what have we turned into?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rod.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to my dad. I'm sorry to you.
I was victim number one.
Yes.
I've already been humiliated by this for a whole year now.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, thanks, man. Get you out of the booth on Fridays, yeah. I see.
Yeah, it's Dan next week. You're good.
215-592-9494, Jay in Roxborough. Jay, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
What up, Jay?
Yep. Well, first of all, I want to get in on the Sixers a little bit, but as far as that Sixers crowd the other night, you got to keep in mind that three of those guys are from Villanova that plays on Knicks, and the guys that can really afford to go to the game, and get the good seats, are the guys that probably go to Villanova. Their parents are the ones on the main line with the money. So I think what you heard the other night, I think that was mostly Villanova fans cheering.
I think you're crazy, buddy. Those were Knicks fans. I could hear – you can smell them through the screen, brother. That is not – there might have been a couple of people who were Villanova. I'm sure there was a couple of alumni, but those were true – I have to disagree with you there. Those were Knicks fans, I believe.
Yeah, because you got to remember, a lot of Knicks fans are from North Jersey. I mean, a lot of Knicks fans and Villanova students are from North Jersey, too. So I think that's what you saw was that combination. But I think it was more so the Villanova connection there. But, I'm sure if they called up and admitted it, they would tell you that, yeah, we're Villanova grads. That's what you heard there.
Are you trusting Embiid to be this kind of guy? Forgetting about the 50 points, but the leadership, the domination on both sides of the court, are you trusting him for the rest of the series and sort of moving forward?
Listen, I told Ike the other day when I was talking to him, Embiid, I'm 100% in on him. He's always been a great, talented guy, but this time, what he's showing you is that he's a Philadelphia 76er guy. When he plays, it seems like he's playing for the city now. Because he could have very well set out with that eye and his knee if it was all about just being selfish. A lot of guys, a guy named Kawhi Leonard, if somebody brushed up against him, he's sitting, I'm not playing through pain. I'm not playing through anything. This guy is a warrior. We got a real player here. So I'm going to live and die with Joel. I mean, if we win, come. I want this guy to retire here, so I'm locked in on him. So I'm never going to have any questions because I was one of those guys like one of your caller with the voice is always saying negative things about Joel.
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck, yeah. Yeah, listen. I was one of those guys like Chuck before that was always coming at Embiid's neck. But he showed me this year he was a leading MVP candidate doing it the right way until he got hurt. He's just a guy that has a body that breaks down. I'm not giving up on him because he's not giving up on this city. So as long as he's doing that, I'm behind him.
Yeah, I hear you, man. And I think it's the city, but I think it is – you know, his teammates as well. And I appreciate the call, Jay. I think they look to him for years. I think they've been wanting someone to lead them. Mm-hmm. This team has been even
they've been wanting him
to lead
to them. Lead them.
And even when Butler was here, Butler is a great player. He's not a leader. That's not what he is. You know, he's a great player. He could maybe follow by example sometimes, but this team has been missing the leadership that I saw from Embiid last night. And yes, that includes when Mitchell Robinson puts his foot in Embiid's, you know, his foot's about to come down in Embiid's chest. I like Embiid pushing him away. I know. And by the way, Mitchell Robinson was already hurt. He's been hurt for months. He was hurt leading up to the game. They didn't know how many minutes he could play. He was limping around in and out of the locker. Can we, like, relax that Embiid hurt Mitchell Robinson? Mitchell Robinson He could have, but I don't think he did.
No, I'm with you. He didn't. Yeah. Unfortunately, he didn't, because I think had he really hurt Embiid, Embiid could be in line to be suspended for game four.
Well, so
had he really hurt
Mitchell. So Mitchell Robinson left in a walking boot. That
you think that's part of gamesmanship to try to get him be suspended? Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's lying, but I'm saying he might be lying.
I could. And if you're the Knicks, you're probably saying
it's not the craziest thing.
Yes, I totally agree.
It's not the craziest thing ever to happen.
Yeah, because the league is going to review that play last night
and then decide
whether or not they just want to fine Embiid or let it go or whatever.
100%. And would it be? I'm not saying it's definitely that, but would it be the craziest thing you had ever heard to find out that he put on a walking boot to try it wouldn't be the craziest thing I ever heard either.
As a matter of fact, if I was on the opposing team, it's what I would do.
100%. It'd be a smart move.
Yeah, like I would do it.
Another Jay. Jay in West Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Mo? How you feel?
This Jay is a little different.
Yeah, a little bit different, Jay. What's up, man?
What up, Ike?
What's up, man?
How you making out with the mole, man? You good?
So you're going with Spike as the mole. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, man. Yeah. How he get the judge of contest with his pop in there? Come on, man.
No, dude.
Oh, believe me, he's not gonna show any favoritism, that's for sure.
Jay, there's one thing you can learn from me. I call him straight on this one. If you think that I'm going to cheat for him to win this contest, if anything.
Right.
Look, I'm fair.
The deck is stacked against Howard.
I'm just saying, he's going to have to earn it. I promise you that. I love my dad.
Hey,
I am proud of him. I think he does great work. He's going to have to earn it.
Oh, ain't that cute? Look, with Joel Embiid, I've always been in on him. It's Maxie I'm in on, his teammate. Because he had to deal with not just injuries, but dealing with a point guard who can't shoot. No career, just the best perimeter player he had. The two-man game with him is ridiculous with them two. So not just Embiid, I'm always in on him because he had talent, but he just needed players around. And he got that perimeter player with him.
So yeah,
I
thought Maxie was okay last night. The one thing that's happening between those two is that it looked like Embiid's mid-range was coming back a little bit, and them running that little pick and pop that they started running. It was actually Harden that they sort of, like Harden being here, that play became a real thing, and Maxie's gotten much, much better at that, I think. So what do you think of the pick, Jay? What do you think of the pick, Quinyon Mitchell?
Oh, I love the pick. I love the pick. So we got a defensive player. He's going to learn how to play and everything. But my main topic for calling today, I'm disappointed in you, Ike.
Ah, there we go. What you got?
Yeah, letting that fraud from Mount Airy. All of a sudden, his best friend Harper don't write him no letters and take so no attention. Now he Embiid's best friend.
I want to apologize to one Joel Embiid.
Yeah, look at him. He's been killing Joe for years. And then when Harper, his buddy, well, that pandering fraud called him. Oh, yeah, what's the guy name? Probably had a note. Chuck from Mount Airy. The Phillies.
Jay, you are relentless, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, look, that fraud. His name's Stan from Mount Airy. Now he's just like Eminem Stan.
Oh
now,
no!
Now he'd be best friend now because Harper don't write him back.
Well, here's the thing, Jay. Here's the thing. Just like I've done with you in the past, whenever you want to join the family, even though you've been a anti family member for years and a nemesis, I'll always welcome you in. So Chuck is seeing the light. And here's the crazy thing. To your point, the moment Embiid doesn't do what he wants, he's jumping right off the ship again. He's going back to being.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going back to hating Joel Embiid.
This might be a setup from him.
Yes.
It might be a setup. Absolutely.
Man, I thought I was in the family.
Well, no, you are in the family, but you still. No, you're in the family, but you're still one of these families that's. You're like a family member that's always against the family.
No. I'm not. But you went there in front of the family. Yeah, I'll let you in. I told you how dick it is. Look, you and your fucking team, man, we ran out the Boston market and everything. Get ready to sit down and eat. Here you come, Ron Dixon running back there. Come on, man. I'm like, Ice Man, look, I ain't even get my baked chicken on the plate yet.
He's still holding it against me from 2000 about Ron Dixon returning an opening kickoff in the playoff game.
You know, fair's fair.
You know what I do, because, look, the way this town got on my 45, I got to let everybody else have it. Yep. I don't get no slack. So I let everybody have it. You, Dolph, everybody.
You do. I write that. You don't hold punches. You're actually right.
I appreciate the call, Jay.
I appreciate it, Jay.
Thank you, man. Caller on caller crime there.
Yeah, man.
A little bit of caller on caller crime.
Jay is a little different. He normally gets on Jack every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's who he's normally attacking. Because he hates the fact that Jack doesn't criticize the Phillies.
Oh, well, Jack deserves a little of that criticism. So coming up next, actually, two pieces of really interesting audio coming up next. First, the newest Eagle, Quavon Mitchell.
Quinyon
Mitchell. Sorry.
Almost Quavo.
Well, you keep calling him Quinyon.
Kenyon. Yeah, that's because I'm not sure with the QU. Is it Quinyon or Kenyon?
Ben told me it was Quinn.
What do I know?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, you watch Maction on Tuesdays. Quinyon Mitchell modeled his game after a current Eagles player. We'll hear him talk about that. And one of the unsung heroes, well, now he is sung, of last night, that I have been begging Nick Nurse to put in, came through, and he talked about how he succeeded. We'll play you that audio next. This hour is brought to you by Guida Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window now, today, at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
The road to the NBA Finals start now, and new customers on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can go on their own playoff run with $150. Now just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You get a chance to bet on three-pointers made.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In a game, how about the over-under point totals for the game and even who will score the first basket? Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
It is the WIP afternoon show. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. Get ready for the weekend. Beautiful. Is this weather going to keep up, man? This is awesome. We are at Chickies and Pete's at Packer Avenue in South Philly. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or a post-game feast, find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com. These West Coast games are tough, man. 10 p.m. starts are tough. I can get to the now that with my new life and I'm not waking up at 4 in the morning anymore, mm-hmm. I could probably get through 4 innings live. These are going to have to be morning watches. Dude, you can speed through a baseball game. I use the MLB sure. extra innings app.
Yeah.
If you speed through, if you go from pitch to pitch to pitch with uh-huh. that fast forward 15-second button, you can get through a game in an hour. It just doesn't have that same drama that it has when you watch it in real time.
For sure. And you got Knowles on the mound tonight, so yep. should be a fairly quick game unless he gets hit, knock on wood. But, yeah, this is one of the benefits of the new rules of baseball. It is a West Coast game, but they're usually about 2.5 hours long.
They're quicker than
yeah,
they were.
Much yeah. quicker. And so, I'll keep checking in. The draft moves a little quicker tonight, but they have 2 rounds to go through. So usually the draft is over the third round, around midnight.
Is it 5 minutes in between picks
yes,
tonight?
Yes, the picks yeah. are shorter tonight. Yeah. And 'cause they're going through 2 rounds, so usually around 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, so if I'm going back and forth, I may wind up watching about 6 innings of the Phillies game tonight. So I might be able to get through 6 innings.
What I'm thinking for my night, let me paint you the picture.
What you got?
My wife is out of the country.
Ah.
It is her birthday. For her birthday, she went out of the country with our sister-in-law. So it's just me and the dog, me and Rebel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to settle in. There's NBA
tonight.
You
said our sister-in-law.
Well, my wife and I's sister-in-law.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
How does that work? Your sister?
Oh, no. It is her brother's wife.
Her brother's wife. Gotcha.
Yeah. Paige. Gotcha.
I didn't think that far ahead.
Paige worked here. Paige worked here briefly. You'd
I do know Paige. Oh, Paige.
Paige is Joe from Fans of Philly. That yeah. is Paige's wife. So
yes.
Paige and Val are in Paris. And I told Paige, by the way, yeah. Paige.
They were out in Arizona with us.
They were. Paige can party. I was like, you better bring her home. That's all I'm saying. You
guys have my wife out in the streets of Paris.
Yeah, you do whatever you want when you're there. She sent me a thing so I could track her on the iPhone in case
so
anything
you don't lose
happens.
Her.
Yeah. And I don't even. Oh, so tonight. Here's what it's going to be for tonight. So Phillies also have some NBA playoffs. I pour, a little glass of stateside vodka.
Ooh, nice.
And then when I feel like I'm about 45 minutes from bedtime, that's when I pop one of those 10-milligram little chewable.
What you doing, gummies?
One of the gummies. I sleep like a baby on a Friday night with a little, like, oh, man.
Oh, you hanging out with Hugh Douglas? You doing gummies?
It's a little easier for me to sleep. I get a little anxious before bed. It just takes the edge off.
Holy hell. And you got bad hips. So, yeah, you deserve to have a gummy.
Yeah,
or two.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. So.
If I can't have a real thing, I don't need it.
What, the real thing?
Well, I'm just saying, if I'm eating gummies, man, just go ahead and fire up.
I don't like all that. Too much of it.
Me either.
I can't see straight.
Listen, we're talking college days. I'm just saying, though, the gummy thing, although I did do CBDs, whatchamacallit gave me, I ordered them from his website, LeGarrette Blunt.
Oh, that's right.
CBD
He's got the
thing.
CBD
yeah,
stuff. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, Eagles make the pick at 22 last night. The pick is Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. And he said this about who, in part, he modeled his game after.
I feel like I can come in and play inside, outside. I mean, I got some vets in front of me that, I mean, I can really learn from, really soak the game up for. I mean, Darius Slay, that's somebody who I modeled my game after, and James Bradberry. So, I mean, it don't matter where I play. I just want to help the team.
Now, the Bradberry thing to the side. Do you see any Slay in his tape?
Sure. Sure, yeah. I mean, listen, the speed is there. We'll see how much confidence he plays with as far as making plays on the football. You know, that's the one thing that separates Slay throughout his career is that he was a magnet for the football, and he wasn't afraid to make big plays. You got to have a little bit of a gambler's mentality to sort of do that, and you have to have the – you have to have the stones to fail. You can't be afraid to fail in those situations.
Right.
And that's what Slay has always thrived on as a player. And if this kid can display that at this level, we're going to love him. But when you just think about his technique as a DB, he's about as polished as they come. Like, he obviously can use some more coaching. Here's the other thing I didn't mention earlier. This seems like a Vic Fangio decision.
Really? Why is that?
Well, because I think when you have a couple corners that you feel like there's very little difference in, then it becomes, what do you prefer? Who fits better in your scheme and what you want to do? So when you take a corner from a smaller school, to me, it wouldn't surprise me if Vic Fangio gave the stamp of approval of saying, yeah, if I had to choose between these two, that's the one I would choose. He would be the one I would choose.
I would imagine a defensive coordinator of his stature, you don't bring him in without wanting his opinion.
Yep.
Especially, as you were saying, it does seem like all these top-rated cornerbacks from like five or six of them are not interchangeable in their skill sets, but interchangeable in their sort of like ratings on your board.
Yep.
Yeah, and if he's going to be the one calling the defense, him looking at it and sort of saying, giving his blessing is probably a big idea.
Yeah, he's saying, this is what I like. Yep.
215-592-9494. OG Wade wants to talk about the A.J. Brown contract extension. What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, glorious day yesterday. We signed AJ 3 more years.
Yeah.
Close your door.
Let me do this here, right? Let me just get this straight. Now, I want to clear the air first about Jack. I just hit Jack up. Jack trying to put it on a couch. I said, Jack, don't even go there. Nobody's couch sound like a fart, all right? And nobody does a show from their couch. I mean, when we at home, we get in the chair with the table and all that stuff. Just let that go. I told him, just buy it. Just pay for it. And then you just got to go through the whole year.
Yep.
It's going to hurt.
Nobody's couch sounds like a fart. It's
question the lineup. And
hey, listen. Hey,
wow, listen. It got you. It's got you, OG. You'd be cracking up over there. Okay.
But let me say this, though. Now, about this, because I've been getting killed on Twitter over this AJ thing, because I'm the one that put out there that he was getting traded. So, and I'm a play along with you guys, but I'm gonna ask y'all on a serious note: if you are the Eagles, your business now, okay? AJ is your product. You know you have an issue with him, and you're facing your organization. Okay, now you also know that you just got out of this situation with Carson Wentz, where you had to eat a lot of money, you know, in that situation. So trading AJ, you would have to eat a lot of money doing that. So it's going to hurt you on the surface. Wouldn't it be more valuable for you to extend AJ in that contract now? That way, if you go through the season and something else or nothing changes, like this thing rears its head again, where you actually have to get rid of him, wouldn't a team be willing to give you more, or wouldn't you be able to get more for him signed, sealed, and delivered versus him on a last year of a contract where he can actually take their number one pick that they're getting or two pick that they're getting for him, and then he don't want to sign with that team?
But, dude, he's not on the last year of his contract. He's got 2 more years left.
I know that. I'm saying at the end of this year, he would be on his last year if he didn't sign the extension, correct?
Yeah, I think, and I don't know the answer to this question. The answer probably lies in how much, like, what the cap implications of trading him after this deal are, and I don't think any of us have that answer. Yeah, I would agree that, assuming that his performance stays where it is, that him being signed to a contract it makes him more valuable than if he is not signed to a contract. But I don't know what the cap implications of that are. So if what you're trying to say is they're signing him to make it easier to trade him, I sort of doubt that that is what's happening here.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm. What I'm saying is that if in fact things go south again, where would we be at where we have to trade him? You know what I'm saying? Like, what would be a better situation for us? Would it be to extend him now, or just to have him on his last year of that contract, and everybody know you got to get rid of him? So you really ain't getting much for him. You'll probably get a fourth or a fifth. You know what I'm saying? So that was just my point. And then the timing of the extension was Howie and them trying to see how we want to go into this draft. Because if AJ's agent is asking for too much, then we might as well draft a receiver with this 22nd pick. You see what I'm saying? So there's a whole lot of stuff going on there. So it doesn't mean that A.J. wasn't an issue in that locker room. That only means that the Eagles is still a business. You still got to deal with, no matter if he's bad, good, or indifferent, you got to deal with the situation at hand. And I'm telling people, the reason why I said that I would trade him, because I would much rather, if you're not getting along with the face of my organization, if I know this, I would much rather get rid of you now because your stock is so high than get rid of you later where your stock is so low. If I'm going to do it, I might as well, you know, do it that way. No, I don't want to trade AJ. But I'm just saying, if I had to, I would rather do it now than later. That's all I was saying.
Well, they're not going to trade him, OG. He's going to be here, and we're going to go win a Super Bowl with him. How about that?
Well, I'm hoping about that.
Hold on, Ben. What do you mean L?
History.
I thought for him.
Oh. Yeah, that's an L for Wade. Oh, not for us. Well,
no, history has shown that you don't win with a top five wide receiver.
Oh, so, God, here we go.
I'm just telling you, don't call me a hater. Just call me a comeback guy.
Well,
you know,
well, how about this? How about this, OG? What if I rank him number six? Would it be okay to win then?
Yeah, you might win a Super Bowl with
him. He's got you there. All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right, bro.
Today's Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. After last night, has Joel Embiid regained your trust? 66% say yes, 34% say no. Now, Embiid was largely the reason they won last night. Mm-hmm. But without the play of one role player, they do not win that game. Now, I've been begging Nick Nurse for a while, put Campaign in instead of Buddy Hield. I don't know what the hell happened to Buddy Hield between Indiana and here, but that guy is cooked. He can't get open. When he does get open, and I think this is what officially broke Nick Nurse last night, he had a wide-open corner three, wide open off of Paul Reed offensive rebound, and he blew that, smoked the layup. Nick Nurse pulls him, puts in Campaign, who hits two threes immediately, dancing up court after he hits the threes. I love that guy. Lays it up. I mean, the jolt of energy, the points, all of it. And here was Campaign after the game about his appearance.
A lot. Energy costs nothing. You gotta sometimes, like, I don't know, I was pumping the crowd up tonight. I don't know. We as humans, we feed off energy. We feed off confidence. We feed off things. But, you know, you always negative on somebody. You may not get the full potential. And sometimes a lot of bench guys, that's our job, to keep giving guys confidence. Keep showing love to the guys that's out there playing. Because you never know when you might be out there. You want that energy back. You want that. It brings confidence to the team. It makes everybody pick up their whatever it is. Pick it up, though.
Energy costs nothing.
Yeah.
And he's right. That, the confidence, first of all, when you act like that, and I'm not for celebrating when it isn't necessary, mm-hmm. but the vibe that he gives, I think not only energizes the crowd, that makes the crowd believe, it makes the other players on the team believe. Like, yeah. I think that confidence and that energy is absolutely contagious.
No, it's and that's what role players are there for, to provide those types of little sparks to come in and give the team a little jolt of energy if that's what they need, you know, and make the most of the minutes when you get them. Like, you can't go out there as a role player and be someone that takes away from the team. You know, I played that role. I know what that's like, to be a guy that goes in and fills in, whether it's as the nickel linebacker or whether it's somebody in short yardage, goal line, whatever it may be. I know damn well if I get my opportunity to go out there, I'm not supposed to go out there and allow first downs and give up catches to tight ends, because you know what's going to happen? The starter's going to look at me like, man, get him off the field.
Right.
What is he doing out here? So when you go out there and you got limited snaps or you got limited time, you need to go out there and make the most of it, and that's where you're going to get the respect of your teammates, and they're going to love you, because they're going to say, you know what? He embraces his role, and he plays it to the fullest. He doesn't half-ass his role. And there are some guys who don't appreciate, don't necessarily thrive in that role, and they become a negative to the team.
Well, and the idea of him staying ready, too, and not pouting.
Yep.
Like he was, Nick Nurse said, he was that campaign was upset that he wasn't getting minutes. And by the way, when the Suns made the run to their finals 3 years ago, he was a part of that. And he was upset that he wasn't getting minutes, but when he got in there, he wasn't moping, he wasn't pouting, he didn't make it about him. He hit big shots. It was great. I was so excited when that first one went in. I was like, oh, we're getting one of these campaign games. It's time for the text line, which is brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan. Minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge, online at mthollynissan.com.
Who's this guy charting my steps into the building? Quinyon in South Philly.
Oh, he's about Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, Quinyon's going to learn about Elliot real quickly. Ocho Cinco learned about him. Quinyon's going to learn about it, too. So, at least, and look, if the, I'm excited for, what's his name? The guy from the Steelers, Kenny Pickett. I'm excited for Kenny Pickett to learn that Elliot is going to chart every pass that he throws in training camp. What's next?
Since Travis Kelce is half an Eagle, don't you have to ding Howard for saying he would never get with Taylor Swift and they are all but married? Tom from Abington.
Wait a minute. What did Howard say?
Well, he's been anti-love when it comes to Taylor and Travis.
He thinks they're not in love.
Yes. Well, I mean, he was really against the relationship in the beginning, really downplayed it, said it was just going to be a little thing, that they were just having fun right now. He didn't really believe that they would be serious and in love with each other.
Does this hurt his Eagles Insider of the Year rankings?
No, it doesn't really. Okay. It doesn't hurt the rankings, but it does make me look at him a little side-eyed. And quite frankly, he needs reports like he had yesterday to make me forget about a lot of things he said.
Yeah, he has, especially you two. You know, you've live and let live. You've put the past behind you.
I've tried to.
And the Taylor Swift thing, look, Dad, you're not a 16-year-old girl. Like, you could chill out on how much you like Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Like, she's allowed to be in a relationship.
Stop saying you're a Swiftie.
Yeah. It's a little much. It's a little much. What's next?
Wait, nobody else watches Mac football? Ben in the producer booth.
Yeah, no.
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 That's your guy's loss.
Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell's family is probably who is watching. What is it called on Tuesday night?
It's called Maction. It's Maction. Like action, but it's Mac at the beginning.
No, we get it.
Yeah. Thanks for explaining it.
Well, I got a tweet that said Mac Chum.
Mac Chung?
Maybe I didn't
like
explain
Connie
it well.
Chung?
Oh, no, yeah. When you said Maction, I kind of knew what you meant.
Yeah. What's next?
The newest Eagle, Quinyon Mitchell, should have the nickname Rocket Man because he is from Toledo and has great speed. Nick in Delaware.
Hold on. I've already called him Rocket Man.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting on it to pick up. Yeah, I called him Rocket Man. I tweeted out last night. So his hashtag will have the rocket emoji with it. Yeah. Rock Toledo Rockets.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll run with it, Rocket Man. We can just start. Let's start it here. Start calling Rocket Man here.
Yeah, it only gets credit with us.
What's next?
What the hell, guys? John at the airport.
Oh, Johnny Airport.
So.
Yeah.
In discussing this Insider of the Year thing.
Eagles Insider
of the Year. Yes, Eagles Insider of the Year. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You know, in describing D-Gun earlier today.
Yep.
I knew there was a chance he could be listening.
Uh-oh.
And he may not have liked what I said about his last insider information that didn't necessarily pan out.
His Hassan Reddick report that Reddick would play on his contract with the Eagles.
Yep. Received the text shortly after. Just three words. No, four words. You're dead to me.
Oh,
Eagles
Insider of the Year ruining friendships.
Well, I'm just saying, D-Gun was not happy with my assessment of his last insider information, nor did he appreciate the fact that I was pumping up someone else.
D-Gun.
And really taking away from him.
We're just calling him like we see him here.
And you're no longer tied for first place, D-Gun.
Yeah, this is, I'm sorry. Well, the rankings have not come out yet. We have until Wednesday. D-Gun, you have a whole weekend to have some reports We call these like we see them, D-Gun. We want you to be, we want ultra competitive. We want every, we want all of the candidates to succeed. What's next?
Wow, what a well-produced show. Jack in Westchester.
Backslide. Oh, we miss you, Jack. Farty McFarterson over there, Jack. Well, another week in the books. This is week two of the new afternoon show. Mm-hmm. Jack wasn't able to stay for the draft show yesterday because he had a
wedding.
Rehearsal dinner.
A rehearsal yesterday.
Tonight he has a wedding. He is giving his best man speech today. My advice to you, Jack, if you're listening, keep the mic away from the nether regions, as you never know how sensitive they are. You never know how sensitive they are.
Question the lineup and
quick prediction. Eagles 2 picks in the second round. What do they do?
I'm not going to give you players, even though I have players wrote down here.
Okay.
I'll give you the positions I think they address tonight.
Okay.
I think we get a linebacker tonight.
Okay.
And I was going back and forth between safety and another corner.
The other one's going to be an offensive line.
Nope. Not going for that. I'm going to go linebacker and a D lineman tonight.
Okay.
They get an edge rusher and a linebacker tonight.
We will see. The draft show tonight is Robbie E. and Elliot Shore Parks. They will take you through to the end of draft programming tonight. That is next. Wait, no. Elliot and Rob until the Phillies.
Yes.
Until the Phillies. So they won't take you to the very end. They will take you until leading off. We will see you on Monday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Oh, no.
Ike, got a thing.
I do have a thing.
I think it's, aren't you bald and beautiful? Bald and beautiful. Bald
Once
and beautiful.
Again, you love that one, don't you?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, pause. Yeah, for years I've heard Dr. Cloud on WIP talking about his amazing services. Spike just mentioned. Yep, yours truly is bald and beautiful, even if you don't agree. But not everybody can be so lucky to be me. Now, Dr. Glatt and the Glatt Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glatt Group have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for trans-epidermal delivery. It's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. That's 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com and tell them Ike sent you.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.